Alrighty, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of the Crypto 101 podcast. It is darn good to be here. Another great week in crypto. You know, any week that you could survive, you know, it's always a good week because we've seen throughout this bear market, company after company go down. Alex Mashinsky was the big one that just went down the other day. I saw that he was arrested. You know, the founder of Celsius, which is crazy. And Pete's mind, I mean, how are you doing, man? Are you still alive?
I am alive, and I dare say I'm even doing well. It's a beautiful day here in Sao Paulo, Brazil, and I feel like after last week, we finally turned a big corner in the sentiment in the crypto markets. And I don't want to say we're up only from here, but I feel like the worst is behind us. And crypto is really something that, as I travel around the world, it unites us all. And in a time where the most creative people are coming out with reasons to divide us, crypto is here and growing to bring us back together.
Yeah, no, couldn't have said it better. And, you know, we've been talking, this big theme throughout the bear market has just been builders are going to build up or down. You know, no matter what the prices are doing, you know, the builders don't really care. These are the engineers, the scientists that are really pushing forward a lot of the technology that gets us really excited and that we report on. And so we're actually joined by one such lady today, Alina Sinelnikova, who is the co-founder of Metis, which is a huge blockchain platform. And we're really honored to have Alina on. So Alina, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Have you ever wanted to trade Bitcoin but haven't dared tried? With Plus 500 Futures, you can trade crypto without the hassle of opening a wallet. With just a few clicks, you can register and start practicing with their free and unlimited demo. See a trading opportunity? You'll be able to trade in just two clicks. Feel ready? You can move to real money with as little as $100 once your account is approved. And the great thing is that in addition to crypto, Plus 500 gives you access to a wide range of instruments like the S&P 500, NASDAQ, gas, and much more. Explore equity indices like energy, metals, forex, and beyond. With a simple and intuitive platform, you can trade anytime, anywhere. Experience the fast, accessible futures trading you've been waiting for with Plus 500. With over 20 years of experience, Plus 500 is your gateway to the markets. Visit us.plus500.com to learn more. Trading in futures involves risk of loss and is not suitable for everyone. Not all applicants will qualify, and this is not personal financial advice. Plus 500, it's trading with a plus.
Yeah, no, we're excited. You also founded Crypto Chicks. What was that?
That's correct. That was back in 2016. I founded it with my friend Natalia Amelin. Yeah, just started as a meetup for women to learn about blockchain. We called it Blockchain for Ladies at the beginning. And then Natalia's husband basically gave us an idea to call us the Crypto Chicks, and you know, it stuck. We like love the name. It stuck. Yes.
Yeah. I love that. No, it was. I remember when I was at Consensus or maybe Ethereal in like 2017 or 2018. I remember seeing your guys' booth, and you guys had some merch and stuff. And so it's cool to see. You know, you've been around for a long time. You've been a part of lots of different groups, built a lot of different things. You also graduated with a national, you know, electronics degree and a master's in computer science from the National Research University of Electronic Technology. And I think that's just awesome. You've been doing a lot of stuff, and you've actually spent 20 years or so engineering and working on full stack programming. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, that's correct. Before I joined blockchain technology, I was actually worked in the government, in Canadian government, and then also in Canadian law enforcement, in the police, designing different systems, including the ones they have in the meeting management systems for the city councils and the ones that they have in the police cars. Wow. And also police information check. Yes, all the systems, by the way, all live and well still.
Your engineering checks agencies, out.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's actually very exciting to see them. You know, still in check and still alive.
Very cool. And what made you hop over to blockchain and crypto development? Really, before we dive into Metis and what you guys are doing, like, what was it that pushed you or attracted you to this industry?
Yeah. It's a very good question because I have had pretty, you know, comfortable life working at the, you know, law enforcement and government as well. And but something called me. It's like kind of, I got a little bit stuck in this, you know, corporate world, and I was looking for something new and exciting, and I found it. Yes, it was started back then when Vitalik just started Ethereum. I started reading about it because, you know, I knew Vitalik from, like, since before he was born. And, you know, naturally, I was very interested. What is it that...
I got to hear that story. We can't just gloss over that. You knew Vitalik before he was born. Let's hear more.
Yes. Yes, of course. Yeah. Natalia Amelin, who is my co-founder at CryptoChicks, and she's my longtime friend. She's the mother of Vitalik. And that's why, yes, that's why I knew him before he was born.
Yeah. Wow. Yes. That's an awesome story. And so, she gave birth to the guy who really, you know, kicked off this whole thing, which is pretty cool.
That's right. And then, yeah. And then she gave birth to CryptoChicks as well.
So. And then she gave birth to CryptoChicks. Like,
exactly. Yes. Yeah. And
she as smart as Vitalik? Or is she smarter?
I cannot compare, you know, but, you know, Apple cannot fall back, you know,
far away from the tree.
Exactly. Yep. Yes. She's definitely very smart girl. Yes. And like they're both very smart in math and in life, I would say. Yes. But also very good people too. Very genuine, and that's why she's my friend, my best friend. Yes, back then when Vitalik, actually I got interested when he decided to drop off the university because of the, you know, crypto and blockchain. I said, like, wow, it must be something, you know, really good to, you know, to be able to drop the university for. And yeah, started to reading, and Natalia actually gave me the task to help her with the wallet, install Ethereum wallet on the Windows machine. And I spent a fair amount of time doing that.
But yeah, that's a super cool story. I love that.
Yes. Thank you.
I also dropped out of university. I just didn't find crypto until maybe 10 years later.
Yes. Yeah. All of a sudden, dropping out of university is a good thing. Who knew? But yes, we installed the Ethereum wallet, and I was like, "Ooh, it's so kind of like was not very trivial because again, it was early stage of this software, and there was not a lot of information around." And me and Natalia, we decided, "Why don't we start the meetup for the girls to learn?" Because we're two girls, we're two software engineers, and we barely could figure out how to do it, how the others will be able to do it. So we really want to push, you know, Ethereum into the masses, because at that time we already believed that this is such a democratic technology. I read the book and I was like, well, wow, the whole world is trying to build a democracy, and here it is. Blockchain is a democracy already there by the default. So we very interested and started meetup, got lots of women that showed up, you know, like grandmothers with the walkers and
oh my Lord.
Young girls. Yes. Yeah. And they all were sitting and, you know, watching us. We drew on the board the blockchain, how it works, how the mining works. Why is it that this is decentralized, and how it is actually that very safe and secure in the cryptography? So it was a lot of aha moments. So it was very inspiring to see, you know, these girls. And we started doing these meetups regularly. And then we did a big conference event with 174 girls that came from all over the world to the CryptoChicks Hackathon. At that time, it was in 2017. And it was just very, very, very much the start one. And lots of girls actually got the jobs. And, you know, Microsoft and IBM took the projects from the from our CryptoChicks Hackathon into the development. It was very inspiring. Even like was one project from Africa that IBM took. So the girl from Zimbabwe developed that. So
wow.
Anyway, so we were really, really inspired. So we continue doing that. We were hit by the, you know, bear market and COVID and this and that, but nothing stopped us. We created CryptoChicks Academy, CryptoChicks Hatchery, which is the incubator, and that's how I met my co-founders at Mitis, Kevin came to me actually at one of the CryptoChicks event, and he voiced the idea of Mitis. And I was like, at the beginning, yeah, but I barely could understand it. But with the time, he was coming back and coming back very insistent, and you know, and then it stuck. And I said, oh, okay, now I get it, what it is. I would like to do it, and I agreed to be a CEO at that time. We built a team together, raised the funds, and started the kind of like new idea of the blockchain platform. It means there was layer two. We needed the platform for this. And that's how it all started with Mitis.
That's an amazing origin story. Let's talk about what is Mitis and what are the problems that it's addressing?
Originally we started Mitis as the Web3 economy. It means that we wanted to have companies and people working together in a decentralized environment where nobody controls it. So there's no, nobody holds the keys, no single point of failure, and where the companies can do the business easily and also transparently if they choose to. Of course, the privacy would be in the play too, but the most importantly, people from any country, regardless of where they are in the world, could work at these companies as well, have the different opportunities. So that's what how we call it, the Web3 economy, and it was based out of decentralized autonomous companies or decentralized autonomous corporations that would work together and people would work for them, and that's nobody could kind of like control or say, you work for this company, or you work for that one. No, you have a choice, and it can happen like kind of like platform where it all can happen automatically. So that was our idea, and that's what Mitis was. But we started from the infrastructure because we needed the base infrastructure for this company to function. So the transaction has to be fast and cheap and transparent and robust. And we achieved that with Mitis.
Wow.
So that's what Mitis is, a Web3 economy.
And is Mitis a, you mentioned it's a layer two. So is this something that is built on top of Ethereum as a layer two? And, maybe give us some more 101 level understanding of what that means.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, when we were building this Web3 economy, we were questions like, where do we build it? Of course, Ethereum naturally is our choice because this is the most decentralized. Otherwise, we would not build it if it's not decentralized. But for Ethereum, the transactions at the time, they cost a lot. Sometimes it minutes until you confirm the transaction. So we needed something faster and cheaper. And the layer two was the natural choice. But at that time, when we were looking at different layer twos, we couldn't find the one that we want, the one that cost little and would be fast. So we built our own layer two. And that's how Mitis started, as a layer two. So layer two is a scalability solution for Ethereum that built on top of the Ethereum. And we built it as an optimistic rollup. It means that we process transactions in the batches. So it means this layer two collects transactions in a batch. Let's say that 100 transactions we collect, and then we save all transactions to layer one, which is Ethereum, as one, and then all the fees get divided by these transactions. So therefore the transactions are cheap, and because these transactions process all at once, this therefore transactions are fast as well. So this is what in essence 101 layer two is. And yes, we built our own Mitis layer two. If you look at the different websites, like for example L2 fees, you will see that Mitis fees for the per transaction is the lowest right now among optimistic rollups, and I think even all other layer twos. So we built a competitive layer two, and on top we're already now building all other layers on top, so to support decentralized autonomous companies, to have different use cases. We have Econodes, which is the implementation of these decentralized autonomous companies. We have right now five of them already working, and we are working on the governance system where the new decentralized autonomous companies can be created by the community and supported by the community as well. So we're not the ones that producing them.
That's
so there's no single point of failure.
Is there any like Web2 company that's like that you guys are like similar to? Like, is this similar, like a payroll kind of service, or is it similar more to like, you know, Google, you know, Google file sharing and all that kind of stuff? Like, what's it most similar to, I guess?
So if you, for example, if you compare it to, I would say like WordPress. So WordPress, okay, where people can create plugins on top of the, you know, WordPress. So something like that, but instead of plugin, you create your own organization.
So very cool.
You can employ people.
That makes a lot of sense. So let's look at the Ethereum ecosystem now, which has, you know, maybe a dozen L2s on top of it to help it scale. Last bull run, it was horribly clogged down, just from regular transactions to NFT minting to crazy scams that were using max gas fees for like a week straight. Where are we at in terms of overall ecosystem health for this next bull run? Now that we've kind of turned the corner in the market and it seems like things are going to get busier, we're seeing DeFi coins starting to skyrocket in price as well. They've had a pretty good week this past week. Are there any weak points left in the Ethereum ecosystem, or do we have enough bandwidth for everything that's to come over the next couple of years? What do we need to work on still?
Certainly, we moved a lot since the infrastructure, because yes, as you say, that there's lots of layer twos that are built. There are still gaps in the infrastructure, and for example, the gaps would be for the layer two. So there are two types of the layer twos. There are optimistic rollups and ZK rollups. So optimistic rollups, I pretty much describe what they are: the processing transactions in the batches. So what is the disadvantage of the optimistic rollup? And optimistic rollups are the largest right now, has the largest market. It's $8 billion in the total value locked. So almost all money are like all transactions are in there. But they have all optimistic rollups have one disadvantage. In order to withdraw money from layer two to layer one, so you can process transactions and you'd be on a layer two with no problem. But if you would like to withdraw money from layer two to layer one, transfer money from layer one to layer two, it's momentarily. But if from layer two to layer one, it takes 7 days actually to withdraw. So this is a big hurdle for DeFi, because you need to move money fast sometime. And
and the reason for those seven days, I think some people get confused, like, well, I thought crypto was supposed to be instant and quick. It's really a security measure that this
Exactly. Yes, because it takes 7 days. So optimistic rollup works like as I described. So when we save the batch of the transactions onto Ethereum, there is 7 days waiting period when everybody, you know, including you and me and all the whole community, can go and look at the transactions and see, oh, if there's anything wrong in there. And you can also submit fraud proofs. It means that if you find something wrong, you can submit the fraud proof and be actually rewarded for it. If you find a mistake, these transactions can be rolled back. So therefore, there is 7 days waiting period. If there is nobody proved the fraud in these 7 days, the transactions all are accepted true and valid. So the 7 days window by itself is defined by Ethereum security. So 7 days, it means that if somebody overtaken Ethereum for 7 days, it becomes, after 7 days, become it takes all money in the world to keep it. So like, let's say like that. So it's kind of like not possible to keep Ethereum hostage for 7 days. So therefore, the 7 days is the limitation of when you can kind of like prove the transaction true or false. And this is a security measure. It means that if you have the 7 days, it's bulletproof. And optimistic, it means that if nobody proved you wrong, optimistically, everything is true. So that's why it's called as optimistic. There is also second type of the rollup is a ZK rollup. So it works differently. It is actually based on a mathematical equation that is, well, I mean, for the really think of it smoke and mirrors, but this is you solve the mathematical equation and therefore you prove the transaction true. So therefore, the transaction can be withdrawn right away from ZK, but there are other disadvantages of ZKs. First of all, they are super hard to build. Second, for the EVM compatible ones, EVM is the Ethereum virtual machine, and that's what everybody wants. Everybody wants the compatibility with the Ethereum virtual machine. Otherwise, it's hard to build on if it's non-Ethereum virtual machine. So for this, it is hard to keep ZK rollup updated all the time because Ethereum virtual machine keep changing and changing and changing. So you have to keep updating and updating and updating, and therefore there are bugs and bugs and bugs and instabilities and crashes. So that's what is happening with ZK rollups right now. And optimistic ones is the most stable ones, but there is 7 days. So it's kind of like balance between the two. So we need to solve that. And so we have right now the project actually that is solving that, is building exactly the solution for this. This one of the decentralized autonomous company on Mitis that doing that. So this is going back to your question, what we have, the gaps for the next bull run. So we have this. So like the gaps still in the layer twos, there is advantages and disadvantages. For the Ethereum itself, of course, there is upgrades and everything, but we still will be relying on layer twos to process transactions. So Ethereum processing transactions on Ethereum directly can be very expensive and can be very slow at times. So therefore, the solution is to be on a layer twos. But for that, we need to solve these hurdles of the layer twos, which we do. Yeah. And I hope that's going to happen by the next bull run is that adoption of the Web2 companies. So right now, the whole space is looking for the use cases where we can be adopted by Web2 and adopted in a way not, you know, to push it like in a digital currency of some country or something like that, but, you know, real use cases that can be onboarded and the Web2 companies say, yes, thankfully I have a blockchain to help me to solve that. So we didn't reach that stage yet. I believe we didn't yet. So the next bull run, it would be nice to have that.
Do you anticipate that in the next bull run, Ethereum will get bigger than Bitcoin?
You mean,
and if so, why
value?
Or why not?
In what? In market cap? Or
yeah, in market cap. I guess the way I think about it sometimes is like, you know, Ethereum is maybe half the size in market cap, but it just seems like I use Ethereum so much more. Everybody uses Ethereum so much more. People build on it. And Bitcoin is just maybe the largest because it's the oldest, but it's not that much that used that much. And so obviously you decided to build your company on Ethereum. You know, you could have chose Bitcoin, but yeah, I was just getting your thoughts on the flippening, as they call it.
Yeah, that's what will be the critical point when the Web2 start using blockchain. And that's what it's going to be, one of the blockchains that are built on Ethereum. And that's where all like the flip is going to go. Right now, everything, unfortunately, you know, is built on the popularity. And Bitcoin is more popular because it was there longer and it has like kind of like more people believe in it because it's there longer. So that's why it is. And it's more stable as well. It means that because it's not changing. It's a good and bad because for Bitcoin, it is stable, but you cannot build on it that much. So for the store of value, it's good, but only for the store of value. But if you start building on it and if Web2 companies start building on it, like they cannot, but they will build on Ethereum and therefore the flip will happen.
Makes sense. Let's talk about some of the use cases that blockchain could have in government. You know, going back to your days working for good old Canada, what problems could having a blockchain potentially solve as we're seeing so much chaos in many different world governments right now in all different ways? What are some ways a blockchain could help us, I guess, be more functional and efficient?
Yes. my opinion, maybe governments will go last onto the blockchain. So they are one of the, you know, laggers and not the early adopters for sure. Why? And it's not even because of the use cases, because probably governments are super careful of these new technologies. It happened when I worked in the police, for example, when back in 2000, Microsoft started introducing the cloud. And, you know, government and police said, there is no way we move our systems to the cloud. We just don't trust it. Because, like, in the cloud, we have our server room here, and we know that our records are safe here. To move it to the cloud? No, no, no. So now they're actually moving it, but it's past 25 years. Like, I mean, 25 years later, they're doing it. But it's actually past, like, everybody else is doing the cloud for a while, but governments only do it now. So the governments will be laggards. So if we talk about government use cases and when this, you know, we already get all the Web2 companies, the governments will come last. And the use cases for them, you know, voting would be a great one. But in this case as well, it depends on which government. The government who has corruptions, they will resist because everything is transparent, right? So and that is something. So the most progressive governments, of course, will jump first, and that's what we will see. Also, the government is very reluctant probably to give away the control. And that's what blockchain means, that you need to give away some of the control. And that's what also I see the hurdle. But what could be another use case? Like for the transparency of the contracts, for example, there's lots of companies, like public companies, that takes government contracts, so and they are getting paid. So for the transparency of it, right now governments are posting it on a website, just, you know, the numbers and how much contractors are getting. But it would be great to have it on the blockchain, so it like all the transactions would be there already.
Yeah, it would be great if, like, for instance, the Pentagon, who I read a report that they were like missing or misaccounting for like $6 trillion in assets, like some just laughable number that they haven't passed an audit in like 4 years. It's like, well, if you guys anchored all your spending and, you know, receivables and all your accounts on chain, you could algorithmically be audited every second of the day. And wouldn't that be something? But hey, maybe they're, you know, if you think who's benefiting from this $6 trillion that's gone missing? Well, it's the Pentagon and it's the US government and, you know, all that shit.
Yeah, I mean, we cannot judge because we are not there, so we don't know it for a fact. But yes, I would, like, working in crypto, I probably see a lot of human flaws come out more than I work in any other industry, right? So like everybody, you know, and then the scammers and the hackers, they're all there, you know. But this is all kind of like human virtues, so human characteristics. So yeah, the governments, unfortunately, because the government consists of humans, inevitably there will be corruption and mistakes and overlooked and yeah. So, but it's nothing to do with the technology, and blockchain is just a technology. Like with the technology, of course we can fix it, but there's a human factor that we cannot fix. I hope eventually it's all going to come together and we're all going to become honest and transparent. When it's going to be, I don't know. Hopefully in the next 25 years.
Hopefully. It would be nice. But that is why software is built to function in an adversarial environment. And everything that is being built now is being forged in fire to become the next beautiful piece of artwork in the future after it's cooled and settled and hardened, both people and projects alike.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, tell us a little bit about, you know, beyond what you guys are building at Metis and beyond some of the things that we've talked about, where else is the industry going? What are you looking forward to? Are you, you know, looking at some of the promise from NFTs? Are you really, you know, excited about maybe a certain DeFi application?
Yes, like something that, for example, like one of our, we have the eco nodes. It means that in the Metis ecosystem, we have the core businesses, the core decentralized autonomous companies that were incubated and that is realizing one of the Metis goals. So, like, for example, one of them is Nuvo, and it's based on the soulbound NFTs. And this is the reputation power. Like, so this is a big one. And right now they're doing events engaged. They started from actually Web2 events and engagement, engaging people and collecting all those, you know, activities that people do at the events. And then they will have, you know, maybe free tickets to some events, free tickets, free access and VIP tickets and so on and so forth. So based on the reputation power. So NFTs, in this case, there is a reputation power. Amazing. NFTs for artists, of course, we saw it happening. And I'm so glad that actually the artists were able to earn money using NFTs, and they will still be, and this is an amazing too. One of other use cases that I saw, and that is also developed by one of our Econodes, Chorus, this is influencer marketing. It means that, like, for example, just give you the use case. If you have you know, a company and they would like to highlight one of the features that you just produced, you can put the bounty to the community and say, hey, I'm paying that much, like, let's say $1,000, and everybody that tweet about my feature will get $1 from it. So, and that's the use case that this is actually for the blockchain, and it's already, of course, is doing that. It's already, you can see, you start tweeting and you can see money already coming in into your account, and this is all controlled by the blockchain. So yes, and you can see that it's all fair, everybody in the same boat, and everybody's getting $1 per tweet. So that is something cool too.
Yeah, it sounds awesome.
Yes.
Yeah, no, I was going to say, you know, I can't wait for, you know, hopefully Elon Musk to roll some stuff out like that for Twitter. I know there's been rumblings of some kind of blockchain component to Twitter, but, you know, he's starting to pay out content creators and change things up there. But it's, you know, it's great to have, you know, other social platforms that are, you know, maybe blockchain native come out and really push the envelope forward.
That's, yes, I'm very much looking forward to it. Yes, and well, you will see, you probably will hear the news from that's coming out from our ecosystem rolling out exactly that in August already. So so it's not far. It's not, we don't need to wait for Elon Musk to do it. If we wait for Elon Musk, we can do it ourselves.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, it's been an amazing last half hour chatting with you. And we have just a couple more questions that we'd like to ask before we let you get back to building the Web3 economy. Mm-hmm. For those who are listening to the podcast for the first time, just getting into crypto, you know, they probably saw the news from the XRP case and thought, well, hey, maybe now is a good time to get in. What are some words of warning or words of encouragement that you would give to them?
Yes. So those of you who are discouraged by the bear market, and especially if it's your first one, don't be discouraged. We lived through many of them. We all survived. So will you. And we all get rewarded when we invent, you know, the next greatest, latest and greatest thing, and we go into the bull market because of that. So that's, we build in very hard to be able to take you there. So it's number one, just, you know, hang on. Crypto's not going to die. No, this is a great technology.
Amazing. No, I couldn't agree more, Alina. And before we let you go, we want to know, where can we follow along with Midas? Are you guys really active on Discord or Telegram? Is it a Twitter community?
Yes. So to follow me, so we have Twitter, MidasDAO.
Okay.
By the way, beware of the scammers. There's a lot of companies that trying to, you know,
impersonators.
Impersonators. Yeah. So if you go, Midas, MetisDAO. So it's MetisDAO. It's our layer two. Then we have also MetisDAO FND, MetisDAO Foundation. Oh. So it's another one. Yes. Yeah. Because the structure that we have a foundation that is helping arm for all the community projects, which is our Econodes. And also we have a Telegram, MetisDAO as well. Telegram also, MetisDAO, beware of the scammers. MetisDAO. So that's our Telegram. Pretty active, community is there. Yeah, so we also have Discord. Unfortunately, I don't remember the Discord name. Like, probably it's Mitis DAO.
Go on to the Mitis DAO website and probably could get links to the Discord.
Yeah, Mitis.io, M-E-T-I-S .io. And this is our layer 2 website. And so we have MitisDAO.foundation. This is our foundation website that gets you to all our econodes. So you see everything that is built right now on Mitis, MitisDAO.foundation.
Wonderful. Well, Alina, thank you so much for coming on today, spending the past 45 minutes with us and talking about the future of crypto. This was really exciting, and we are really fortunate to have you on with us. And so if you see Vitalik, tell him to come on to the Crypto 101 podcast. We'd love to have him.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you.
Awesome. Take care, everyone.
Save big this holiday season. All in the Kroger app. Buy 2, get 3 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then get a flavorful Kroger spiral sliced ham for 89 cents a pound with an additional $25 purchase. Limit 2, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.